Blog Talk Radio.
Says they will come in my name.
They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. God's word
to be played with.
God's word
to be manipulated.
God's word
to be twisted.
God's word will. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow. y'all. Hey, y'all. What's happening? This is your brother, your friend, your colleague, whatever you want to call me. I'm just calling me, you know, call me a good brother. I want to welcome you into the Sunday edition of the Greg Shell Show, where we going to have church today. Church is every day when you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose on the third day with all power, both heaven and earth and underneath the earth, and that you believe that that is what happened, and with that mustard seed faith so that you can conquer every demonic spirit that comes your way. I'm excited to be alive on this beautiful Sunday here in Orlando, Florida. The skies are blue. They said it was going to rain, but when it rained down blessings. So I love the rain. I love the whatever God brings in the day. I'm just glad that he put some air in my lungs so I could breathe. And like my brother Grace said, I ain't looking, or the ceiling ain't looking at me. You know, if the ceiling looking at you, that means you out of here. So with that being said, y'all want to welcome me into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm excited to be here on another day that God has made, and I'm going to be glad and rejoice in it. I'm excited to know that, you know, we got listeners. We hadn't even done the official launch yet, and I see we have over 132 listeners. People been listening to the show from every different area, and I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. So I guess when we get ready to do the official launch, it's going to be just what it is, a launch party in the name of Jesus. This is not a religious show. This is a relationship show. We play all different types of music. You're going to hear country, western. You're going to hear southern soul. You're going to hear trail ride. You're going to hear jazz and R&B. All of that, whatever God put on our spirit. And independent artists, we want to have you to call in. If you got some great music, of course, when you send your music, once it's screened, you definitely need to send a seed along with it, and we'll put you out to the world. With that being said, y'all, I got to go ahead and bring on my co-host for the day. She's the engineer all the way out of Texas. Here she is, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Welcome to the Greg Shell Sunday edition. What's happening?
Hello there.
Get ready to do an African dance, and I know I'm an African American, so I can do an African dance. I'm gonna do an African American dance.
I bet if you get your bloodline tested, you're from Nigeria. I bet you.
Ooh, that's astonishing to me. What's going on? Happy Sunday to you. Happy, happy Sunday. How you doing out there in Texas? What's happening?
Oh man, it's the day after. Call it like.
Ooh. Huh?
Yesterday was the, how you say, partition of the book in the pastor's study.
Oh!
Officially copyrighted.
Really?
And now I'm chatting with the guy that's going to publish it. But now I got to find somebody that's going to actually print the book so we can have paperback or either hardback books. And
Well, go ahead and clap that up on this Sunday morning. That is a praise report all by itself. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah,
I love it. Go ahead and clap that up. Man, look at you. Look at you. Look at God at work. They said, good things come to those who wait and persist. You got to be consistent. So I want to give a love shout out to Kurt Capone Productions for an amazing book, movie, stage play, and TV series that's going to hit the world by storm in 2024. So you want to go ahead, if you want this amazing stage play, movie, TV series to come to a city near you or a theater near you, just call 832-613-4449. And I'm telling you, it's going to be off
record scale. You're not going to get no answer.
Oh, they ain't gonna get no answer. Well, listen, we got the sermon coming on this morning at 11:30 from none other than Prophet Geno Taya Sherman. He did an amazing, sermon last week, and he's gonna be on every week talking about the goodness of the Lord and hopefully, share a message of hope to those that are listening. Looks like we got a fish on the line, DJ Prayer.
We do. Caller from the 346. Caller from the 346. You have the floor.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. God bless you. Happy Sunday, caller from the 346. Go ahead and identify yourself.
Identify.
Well, happy Sunday. And yes, I am Miss Money Minded Yvetta from Houston, Texas. And if
yes.
you don't know, it's MME with the hashtag in front. You know, just Google me, like, you know. But anyway,
yeah, clap her up. We always have to clap up our first time. Yes, on the show. We want to make you feel welcome because we know we believe when you go to heaven, you're going to have all kind of claps and bowing and all that stuff going down.
Amen.
Because you made it in.
Amen. Well, look, DJ Prayer actually turned me on to the show, and just listening to the, can I say it, the elevator music had me just, I just was like, wait a minute, they done cut my song off. Whoever singing that song, get your household together. And I'm not sounding like my homegirl, DJ Prayer. But I just
better get the house in order.
What?
You like that? You like that track? That's your boy. That's me with my new single.
I am very spiritual, okay? I have the gift to say, for many that may not believe it, but I really do. And so when I hear music like that, that touch my soul from the depths of my soul, like, oh, Jesus, it just...
Oh, like, wow, it touched your soul. Well, I'm glad we got an amazing speaker that's going to be on the airways with us at 11:30 all the way from the Bahamas, from Nassau. He's going to be in the house with us as we go and grow together. If you would, MMM, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show.
Well, hello. Okay, Miss MME. MME stands for Money Minded Entertainment. I do have a film and production. I'm a trainer under the apprenticeship program where I have 9 students who I teach how to film and, produce music and things like that. I do have an artist as well, so he's a super producer. So we film, around the city and we edit. We're partnered with District B, so we work pretty close with the city council people and things like that. And I also do HIV awareness. I'm a community liaison, so around the city, so I do that as well. So that's a little bit about me. I've been doing it since 2006-07. So, I got into the HIV awareness in 2012. So I just haven't stopped. I've been doing it, filming radio. I've done radio, so things like that. So, and I'm just trying to get back into the groove 100% of everything that I've been doing and spreading the great word. You have to start there because without God, you are nothing and you cannot get anywhere and you cannot get anything. So that's where I'm at.
Well, I want to say, again, welcome to the Greg Shell Show. And we are excited about having you on the airways because we are looking for like-minded people so we can go and grow our brands together. We're not in business to compete, but to complete. And everybody's
what?
Money we don't want because all money ain't good money. So we just thank
That's
you for your seed today, and we just excited. Tell us some upcoming events or some upcoming projects that you got going on.
Well, right now I'm actually working on a podcast that we're going to be doing. I do manage one of my business partners. She actually started the apprenticeship program. Kimberly Porter. Hey, Kimberly. Yes. And so what she has her book called Cry of a Barren Mother. And so, we're going to be filming her, and she's very spiritual. She's a porter as well. So That's what my next goal is, to start my podcast, you know, and spread the word and underground music, gospel music, country music, just like you named everything, you know, and like you say, we're not in competition. We don't compete. We complement. That's what we do. So.
Well, I do know one thing. I love your energy, man. I like people got energy. You ever been around somebody, they just be dragging like they dragging a sack of, like they, you know, back in the day with Harry Tubman dragging a whole bunch of weight. You know what I mean? So I love your swag all the way out of Houston, Texas. MMM, and I love that money part. Because it takes money to make something happen. If you ain't got no money, you know, you got to have a little seed to put in the ground. Money ain't nothing but a seed.
MME.
I like it. DJ Prayer. Man, you brought somebody on the line that's a good fish. You know what I mean? You know how when you go fishing and you put your net in the water and you snatch up fish, you got all kind of fish. You got mud fish, but you got some good fish. So you get the bad fish out so you can get the good fish. Because when you in the world, you in a pool of fish. You know what I mean? And DJ Prayer brought something to my attention that the ocean ain't nothing but a big old septic tank for the fish. I'm telling you, there ain't poop in it, sperm in it, all kind of stuff in it. And I'm telling you, it was what it was, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
It takes 15 seconds to grab somebody's attention, and if you lose them within 15 seconds, you done lost them, period. So I got to do everything I can in 15 seconds to get your attention and grab your attention and keep your attention, you know, so you know more and want to know more and want to hear me more. But that's it.
So what do you think about the Greg Shell Show, since it's your first time on the airways with us, me and DJ Prayer? We come on 5 days a week, but we do some extra stuff on the weekend if God allow us to. And we are looking for a new broadcaster to be on our platform, of course. And in that interim, we're available in like 7 million households, so we're trying to reach the 7 million. We hadn't officially launched yet, but what do you think about the Greg Shell Show thus far?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm this money minded, so I think it's pretty good. I love it. Like I told you, you had me at the elevator music. Okay, get your household in order. You know, we need to get our household in order and make sure our household is in order. Okay, so that got me right there. Okay.
Well, let's do this. Let me do this for you. I want to play a song. Hey, DJ Prayer, I want to play a song before the man of God come on. I want to play a song, but play the song by Ernest Faust Jr. called God's Word, exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. And I want to hear what MMM think about it, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
God's word.
chosen though. So now you up and go like you were chosen, yo. You just went, now you're putting on Sunday shows. Throwing off your Sunday clothes. Could you do it for the money? Liar. Cast rule everything around you. Fire. Will consume you. Better retire. Better make it make before your time is expired. Fake preaching, you are down to the wire.
Hello? Yes, good morning. To God be the glory. This is yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Sherman.
How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
It's glad to be here this morning, another day in the land of the living, 6 feet above the earth and not 6 feet below the earth.
I love it. Well, listen, I want to go ahead and welcome you, and if you would, I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. And I know that you have an amazing message that God has put in your spirit this morning, so I'm not going to prolong it. I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to the world. Here he is, y'all. He's on the airwaves with us each and every Sunday. You want to keep it locked right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. None other than the prophet to the nations. Here he is, Pastor Geno Tyus Sherman. You got the floor.
But to God, this is a very great thing. Evangelist, this is your truly evangelist, Prophet Sherman, praise God. Minister to your soul, to the hearers, those that are under the sound of my voice, let's be blessed. Let's catch fresh manna from above. This morning, let us all pray. The Lord thy God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Almighty God. We truly thank you for the hearers today. We truly thank you for Greg's show. We thank you for those, the Lord, who are in place and at the right place at the right time with an expectation of an awesome, awesome move, a miracle. You may not have to be where I'm at now. You may not be able to see, but the sound of my voice, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto the hearers right now, that every heart, every mind be in a subjection even right now. As I impart this word, that they receive right now. You're about to receive now, so you need to be in the right place at the right time. You may be home getting ready. You may be just getting out of bed, but don't touch that dial. Tune in right now. Because there's a sure word for you right now to turn every situation, circumstances around now. You need a sure word, man, now. I said rise up right now because there's the glory of the Lord have come into your home, into your house. The point is that you may not see no one but the word. You cannot stop the word penetrating to these last and evil days. You may have a mechanism, if you like it or not. You could bypass the word, but the word's going to come somewhere, somehow. And I want to be able to bring a sure word into your hearing this morning, that for your edification, glorification this morning. This morning, I want you to turn to your Bible, if you have it this morning. And I want you to turn to the book of Psalms 34. Psalms of David. David is a man after God's own heart. David is a man after God's own heart. The Lord wants your heart, your heart. So in other words, you need to give me an opportunity, an air, so that I could be able to sow the seed into your hearing and a porthole so that this word can get to your heart. See, at your heart, if this word touch your heart, prick your heart, this morning it can make a change now. You could be able to think different now. Why? Because the heart pumps the blood. It empowers the blood in your heart to make a change now. And because of your heart change, situation, circumstances can work, change right now because the Lord wants the heart. And if you give the Lord the heart, nothing is impossible for turning around for you right now. Come on, you need to look at the heart of your husband to bring him back. Speak to his heart. Love him from your heart to touch his heart. We have to become a heart folk. See, people forgive with their mouth, but they have to forgive with their heart. When you forgive with your heart, you can move on. And life began to change. Things began to change. Situations, circumstances began to change. Amen. David said it like this in Psalms 34 and the sixth verse. He said, this poor man. Am I talking to somebody? Let me just read it. Say, this poor man, I'll take it from the top. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble hear thereof, and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let exalt his name together. And I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked it unto him, and were lightened, and their face were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Fear the Lord, he is saved. For there is no want to them that fear him. Praise God Almighty Jesus. One of the key points in this I want to be able to focus on for the years, and the word is coming to me, the Spirit is moving upon me. He said, this poor man, I'm talking to this same poor man. Those that are under the sound of my voice, the Spirit is talking to you. If you can hear me, it's talking to you. You could be in radio line, those that are under the sound of my voice, whatever position you are in, whatever trouble you're going through. He said, this poor man needs some help. Somewhere sitting down the line, you need some help, and this poor man needs the help. Money cannot buy it, but you need some help. Help come your way this morning now, right now. Help is on its way. All I need is your air so that he can impart this help into your DNA. Your DNA, let me activate your DNA right now. Praise God Almighty. He said, this poor man, and I'm glad that you did. Let's focus on this same poor man. A man can have wealth. He can have money. But he can be poor in spirit. I said, he can have houses, he can have land, but he is poor in what? Spirit. The Bible said, my people destroyed because of lack of what? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is information. And when you have information, you have news. When you have news, you have power to broadcast it. Amen? You ought to give the Lord a clap of praise right then and there. Shame the devil. Give the Lord a cup of praise and let that praise continue being your mouth so that I can impart. Praise him so that I can impart a sure word into your spirit so that Almighty, that your spirit can be enriched and enlarged. And Matthew said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. There are some folks do not even have the last meal. They're back against the wall, but they're poor physically, but in the spirit, they love the Lord. They understand the Lord. The Lord have delivered them from out of a muck and a mire. Praise God Almighty Jesus, I'm telling you. You understand that? That woman with the alabaster oil, she had the wealth in that oil. But apparently, but she was poor in the spirit until she met who? Jesus. Until she met who? Jesus. I come to introduce to you this morning Jesus and him crucified. Because Jesus said, I am the way. See, he said, I am, listen here, I am your doctor, I am your lawyer, I am your great physician, I am who exactly that you need, but he said, I am the way. All road leads to him because he is what? The way. Because you got trouble on every side. Come on, saints of God everywhere. Come on, those unbelievers and those that are unsaved. You are unsaved and you need Jesus. You got trouble on the streets. You got trouble. I'm telling you, in the household, in your home, and in the job, and I'm telling you, and when you cry, nobody knows. But the Lord knows your cry. He knows your pain. Come on, saints of God. Am I talking to somebody out there? Yes, I'm talking to somebody just today. This morning, I need you to sow a seed into this program. I need you to sow a seed into this program to keep this on the radio. Those that are, that can come into your household every Sunday and every other day as it increases. Why? Because of burning. Because your spirit needs to be edified so that it can be edified so the Lord can be glorified and that it can sanctify and cleanse you, okay, from your cry. The Bible said that he heard the poor man cry. Said the poor man cried unto the Lord. The poor man cried unto the Lord. Sometime we become hospitalized with pain, tears from our eyes, but the Lord is there. But I'm telling you, you don't believe it, say you need to call on the Lord Jesus. If you're hospitalized right now, you need to call on the Lord Jesus. If you're in an isolated area and you're hearing me, call on the Lord Jesus right now. I challenge you, call on the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, hear my cry. Come on. He's telling you can. Ooh, I felt something. It's coming from the north, the west, the east, and the south. Come on, say to God, this is your time. You don't know where it's going to happen, where it's going to come from. And nobody knows your tears and your cry. Yes, you look fine, but deep within, you're hurting from the inside. There's a cry, there's a tears in the inside, ready to burst loose from the outside, to run down from under your eyes, down on your cheek, and that you gotta wipe it away. But I'm telling you, good news comes to you this morning. Saints of God, am I talking to somebody? I want you to seal this morning. I'm gonna give you means and ways that you could be able, ways of giving into fishes of men. Fishes of men. Number one, ministry. Yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Sherman. Praise God Almighty. I'm just excited to bring forth the word unto you this morning. Not being able to give you means and ways and how you can give to keep this broadcast on the radio. On the radio so it can come into your comfortable zone wherever you are. But I'm talking to somebody that is hurting somewhere. Doesn't matter where you are. I'm telling you, you could be in the muck in the mire, but if you can hear this, and you call on the Lord Jesus this morning, you call on the Lord Jesus this morning. The Bible said Jesus' interpretation is when you call on him, he could save you out of that pit. He could save you out of that circumstances. He could save you on the bed of affliction. The Bible said that the man that was on the cross, there's two. Jesus is in the middle. And the one that was on the right hand side said, Lord, remember me when thou get into thy kingdom. He cried out. The Bible said, Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. He could deliver you from the hands of death. He could deliver you from the death of sin. He could deliver you from under the grave. There has no victory to hold you down this morning. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Yes. I am telling you, like and share and call up a friend. Let them know good news, yeah, gospel news that is on this morning to bring forth healing, bring forth deliverance, bring forth edification, bring forth salvation into the household. Because your husband needs to be saved and your wife needs to be saved. And you, another son of our face, if you're not saved, you need to be saved. That boy, that girl need to be saved. That daughter and that son need to be saved. Your uncle and your aunt, they all need to be saved. The whole household need to be saved. Those that are lost and are unsaved and those that are saved need to be edified. They need to be edified, sanctified, that they can present their body unto the Lord thy God, holy and acceptable unto the Lord thy God this morning. Oh, I give thanks unto the Lord for his good this morning in Jesus Christ's name. I want to be able to say unto you, this morning, and this morning, I want you to be here this morning. Yeah, for those that are under the sound of my voice right now this morning, I would like to, I'd like to support this fishes of men, number one, by giving to the ministry so that we can stay on the air by radio. There's names and ways that you can give. This morning that you can give, cash up. I record it again, cash up, dollar sign. And it's GENESHERMAN. I'll repeat again. Cash up. Ways of giving this morning. I want you to go on your phone and do it right now. Wherever you are right now, seal it. If you can hear it, seal it. Much more is yet to come. I want you to get that seed in the ground so that I can lift that seed up and I can pray that seed up. That is your seed. I said, that is your seed. I tell you, I come and say, that is your seed. You need to sow into the ground. So that you give it to the farmers. The Lord gives seed unto the sower to seed so that you can have the abundance in its time. I didn't tell you $1,000, $100, your seed, whatever lay on your heart this morning, whatever lay in your heart this morning, because we got to have a connection. We need to be connected so that I can bring this to you. There's no distance in prayer, but you need to keep me on the radio so that I am committed to you. To be able to water that seed that you continue to sow. And this is a good morning to sow. Didn't ask, but it led me to ask you this morning because you need to seal it. All right? Once again, Kesha, GENESHERMAN, on Zelle 786-478-8263. Once again, Zelle 786-478-8263. Yes, go right now on the telephone and sow that seed into fishes of men. And you can call me at 786-478-82 for any more other details or personal encounter, a personal encounter. Now, church, this is yours this morning. When the poor man cried, give you an opportunity to be connected. It is time that we need to be connected to our body. And we have to be connected, not to our body of an organization, not to our body of a religion, or a body of culture, or a body of smoothsayer, but a body of Christ. It is time that we need to be connected to a body of Christ that will have life, that give you life, that impart into your spirit that you will have life, that to be able to know your cry, that to know where your pain is, that you can walk into an area where you can hear the comfort of the word that will edify. Amen. This coming unto you so it can edify. So your support is to edify and to bring comfort to your spirit. Amen. That can stir your spirit. That build your faith and increase your faith, because your tear, your cry is there. The psalmist said that the poor man cried and the Lord heard him. The Lord heard him. Put your name right there. The Lord heard you, Joan. The Lord heard you, Mary. The Lord heard you, Jose. Yes, this morning. Yes, he is calling you. He hears your cry. It's already been heard. He already knows your pain. He know your downsetting, your uprising, the very thoughts that are on your mind, you know it. Every year, that is a number and a calling for it. I said, the Lord knows it this morning. He knows it this morning. The Lord is speaking to somebody this morning. The word will come to you, sure and sound this morning. Who the Lord is talking with today? Amen. Who's the Lord is talking with today? Is it talking to you? Yes, man of God. I want to be a blessing this morning to this ministry, Fishers of Men. Number one, Gino J. Sherman, God, I will bless you. He heard your cry. That's what led my spirit to come into you this morning. Because when you can be touched, he is touched by your infirmity. He already paid the price for your cry. He already paid the price for your pain. He already paid the price for your cancer, disease, every sickness of this kind. Jesus paid the price. And he said to many that receive him, the gospel according to St. John 1 and 12, said to many that receive him, he gave power. Okay? Power. He's got power to heal you. Amen? And he heard your cry. He said high, but yet he looked low. The Bible declares that he heard. He said he heard him and he saved him of all his troubles. The Lord will not save you out of some, but he's ready to save you from all. Somebody say all. You can't pay for it, but he'll save you from all. They give him 39 stripes so he can save you from all sickness, disease. There's no complaint. They put a crown of thorns on his head. His blood came from out of his head. But he saved you from it all. He nailed it to the cross. He nailed everything to the cross. They pierced him to the side. He saved you from all. He can save you from all of your troubles. What is your trouble? There's nothing too hard. He said to Jeremiah 32:27, he said, behold, I am the Lord thy God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard that I cannot do? He can save you. The Lord can save you from all of your troubles. Pile them up. Confess it. He can save you. You will have a praise in your mouth if you believe this morning. And I said unto you this morning, I want you to sow that seed this morning, because I want you to seal it. Yes, folks got to be able to know good soil. I'm going to come to you. And I know you probably many times here. Some folks say, send a seed. Send a seed. Then if you want to test the water, send a dollar if you feel like, if that's what you feel like. If you want to send a penny, and if you could be able to cash it up or sell it. But I say, seal it this morning. And you watch the Lord move. I said, send it. The Bible said, if you give a prophet a glass of water, you'll get a prophet reward. What reward would you want to receive right now? If you hear this word and you're listening to it, it's talking to you. What do you got to lose? You spend $20 on lunch or just for breakfast in the morning. Your seed, is your trouble to be healed? Is it worth it or more than that? See, Faith without work is dead. We got to do something for the reaction. Praise God Almighty Jesus. So I'm summoned. I'm led to be here into your comfortable zone, wherever you are this morning, without any question or without a doubt, so that you could hear, because the Lord know your cry. The Spirit of the living God moving upon you even right now. Tears are coming from your eyes even right now. You know that there is a pain in your body, aching in your pain, in your body, in your mind. You know that you did not have, you had a sleepless night. But he comes to bring you out of them all. But I say unto you, be connected to the man of God. So that seed this morning. Yes, let me give you means and ways and how you can do that. Cash out. $ G-E-N-E-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cash out. $ G-E-N-E-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Cell number 786-478-8263. Truly thank you that got the radio conductor, and those that are on the show, Greg Show, will probably get that number, and they'll probably will inform you means and ways and profit and properly ensure you to let you know that he have received that seed. But that, you sow that seed right now and let the Lord have his way. Truly want to thank the Lord for you this morning. I'll be on the countdown 7 minutes just before that I will tune out unto you this morning. Want to thank those that are on radio line, those that are tuning in from all part of the United States and from the Caribbean, from the Bahamas. God ever bless you, Bobby Brown. God ever bless you in Atlanta. Bless you. Florida, bless you. Amen. God ever bless you. I'm here in South Florida, down in Plantation, Florida. And I'll be traveling to Bahamas, praise God, and wherever the Lord has sent me on Preach-A-Ton. Praise God, I go out on Preach-A-Ton that be prostrate out, you know, for 36 hours, 12 hours prostrating before the Lord, bowing our knees and worship the Lord and ministering unto the lost, reaching and touching their cry, going out there, feed whatever feed we can feed them and clothe whatever they can feed them, the whole man. Need your support. Preach-A-Ton. Praise God Almighty Jesus. We just want to thank the Lord for you and you that you're doing an awesome work just by hearing and your support. You may not go, but apparently I want your seed to go. Wherever the Lord lead me and wherever the Lord open the door, that I know that you are a partner with Fishers of Men, number one, there's not a hesitation of me going there or ministering on the radio, bringing it forth unto you this morning. The Lord ever bless you as you continue to read. But the next week, we'll continue on this by God's grace. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Nobody else, not mother, father, brother, sisters, all my forsaken, but the Lord come up to the plate. Never forsake or never leave you, but he's there all the time. Before you're sick, he's there. When you're in a sick bed and isolated, even in the theater, he's there. Cry out on the Lord this morning and let him know your cry. He knows it already, but he want to hear your voice this morning, all right? And he wants to save you from out of all your troubles. Salvation is that salvage, a whole baggage and luggage, but he want to save you. The Lord Jesus want to save you, all right? The Bible said Gabriel came to Mary and said, thou art highly favored amongst women, and she was blessed with the word. And she was conceived by the word. I said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. To save his people from their sin. He's still in the saving business. Amen. Blessing and favor be upon you. Once again, this is yours truly, Evangelist Prophet Sherman, Fishers of Man number one, from Fort Lauderdale Plantation, Florida. Praise God Almighty Jesus. Ways of giving this morning. Ways of giving to support this radio program coming to you on Sunday morning for your edification and your spiritual comfort. Ways of giving is cash up, $ G-E-N-E-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Cell number 786-478-8263. Blessing be upon you even now. Back to our host in the studio this morning, Minister Greg Shell, God bless you, mighty man of God. Are you there?
I'm here. Let's go ahead and clap that up this morning. An amazing, amazing, amazing word from the man of God. I tell you, we're going to go ahead and clap that up this morning. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. Those that are listening this morning, I want to thank you, man of God, for a powerful right now word, an authentic word that comes exclusively from the man of God, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Prayer, you there? We want to know if you got any Q&A, got any questions this morning. You said you had a question for the man of God this morning, and you got a couple of more minutes, man of God, where you can answer those questions. And in that, I also want you to put out there again the ways that they can sow back into your ministry and, into the ministry that God has given you. And it's an honor to be a part of such amazing ministry, Fishermen of Men. We want to welcome that aspect. MME, what you thought about the word of God from the man of God this morning?
Well, you know, I told you already that I had a gift of sight. So I had already told you, you know, only person that can save you is God. Can't nobody save you but the Lord. His word will never change. That message was so inspiring because I'm going to tell you, my house burnt down in February of 2021, okay? And I was home for a whole year. And so last February, God made it happened to where I was able, nobody helped me, my family, mama, daddy, nobody helped me. And so God made a way to where I was able to get into this place that I'm in last February.
Man of God, could you put your phone on mute real quick? I'm sorry.
Yes, almost a year after I had my house fire, God allowed me to find another apartment in February. And so my lease is about to be up this February, and I'm getting out of here because they charging me a house note up in this apartment. I've made it a whole year. I done made it. And just on the faith of God, I sat down and I worked from home, and I was able to be at home and make money and make enough money to keep my roof over my head. I'm not rich. I'm not rich by far. I caught a lift to my best friend's wedding. You know what I mean? And back because I nobody want to come pick me up too far, you know, or they got some things to do. So you got to do things the way that God put in your path to do them, you know. And so I just let God guide my feet. And, you know, people, what church you go to, God? That's what church I go to, God.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. Amen.
So,
well, I am so elated.
Everything. I felt everything. So he was preaching to me. The preacher was preaching to me. Yes, he was. The word was to me. Yes, I'm on the radio line, and he was preaching to MME. You hear me?
Man of God, go ahead and come back on, man of God. You touched MME this morning. The word of God through you touched the MME this morning.
No.
You did?
I touched the God. Go ahead. I just got to live the place that I'm in.
I was just saying that the word that you brought forth touched the young lady that was on the line with you this morning, MME. Money making entertainment. You touched her soul. She said you were talking through the Spirit of God directly to her.
Money minded.
Amen.
Records and entertainment.
Okay, that is money minded. I like that.
He was preaching right to me.
Do right now. See, one of the things you got to do is how to seal it. How to seal it. When you give the prophet a glass of water, you got to seal it. It doesn't matter what it is. You seal it. So that means, what I'm trying to say, you're connected, you know, and because you feed, then you see it, then he's seen it, and it comes to pass. It will not be a confirmation, but it'll come to pass, so then automatically that the seed will die and that the root will take The units start to root so that you can have a harvest or that you can grow.
What I like about you too, man of God, you don't be like these other preachers saying the Lord is saying a $50, $20, $100. You say whatsoever, whether it's a penny, a dollar, whatever. And that's when you know that it's authentic, because most people be them pre-counted the money that they're going to get. And, you know, if you one of those ones that do that, please stop doing it, because that is witchcraft and God is not pleased with it. So I put it out there like that.
Amen.
So thank you for being up there.
Amen.
DJ Pratt, you on the line? I know you had a question that from last week. You said you wanted to ask him. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, she did.
Go ahead. What you thought about that word for this morning?
That was some powerful stuff right there. You know, and maybe he said he was talking to her, but. I believe he was talking to me.
He was talking to me too.
I'm sorry.
The Lord was talking.
But yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, if you would, go ahead. You had a question from last week you wanted to ask him this week, so go ahead.
Oh, I thought I asked it last week, and the answer was supposed to be given this week.
Well, yeah. Well, you can ask him again so he can give you the answer.
Okay, the first question.
Well, she mentioned something about eating your pork. You know, Apostle Paul speaks about that in 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy 4 and 3. He said that you must not call anything. They were forbidden from marrying and culture. I mean, religious sort of do things. And the Lord said that call nothing that I've made unclean. But it said that, and all that you do is to pray and thanksgiving. You signify it because his word, see, his word makes it clean. His word sanctifies it. His word prays it. And the point is that if you pour water in a dirty glass, that water can be dirty. But if you clean the glass first and you put water in clean water, then it'll be clean. Some people that are ministering, that's why the Bible said that, look here. It's a blessed man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly. So in other words, that before you can stand in the counsel of the ungodly, you may have a clean hands and a pure heart. Before I lay hands on somebody, I say, Lord, sanctify, you know, cleanse my hands and sanctify my heart, because I don't want to impart any, what he called, evil spirit or bad spirit upon that, because they don't need nothing worse than what they already have. So that prayer and supplication, that prayer and thanksgiving over that meat, purify it. I can debate this or not. You know, it is that. Now, she mentioned something about that when a man absent from the body and present with the Lord. And when you read ecclesiastically, it said that when the spirit of the man, when he died, when the spirit of the man died, said his body go back to the earth, to the dust. Everything that, even every animal, go back in all in one place, back to the dust, and his spirit goes unto the Lord. All right? So you see all them dead bodies in there? That spirit went back to the Lord. When the trumpet of the Lord should sound, that spirit, doesn't matter whoever eat up that body, but apparently I can come back to life. He owns back the earth. He took the dust from the earth to be able to make everything that there is in the return, because he said that he came to fulfill. He fulfilled everything as it is. That's how awesome he is. Amen? So that's why we have to die in Christ, because we're going to be judged. We're going to be judged what we did in that body. So when you die, they all have to take you to the cemetery, or somewhere, somehow, you're going to resort back to the earth.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing to know. That is an amazing, authentic answer, and I know it only came from the Spirit of God. Now, if someone wanted to give again, can you go ahead and give them the credentials on how they can give? Go ahead and reiterate that.
Okay. Right, Cash App, $GENESHERMAN. Once again, Cash App is $GENESHERMAN. Zelle, 786-478-8263. Once again, Zelle, 786-478-8263.
786-478-8263. Okay, real good. God is saying, as you were speaking, man of God, the Spirit of the Lord told me to have a telethon. We'll find a day on a weekend, and we'll do a telethon to raise funds for you, because you do feed the homeless and all that stuff like that. To have a telethon where we can help not only raise money for you to stay on the airways, but to also help you raise money to feed the less fortunate and stuff like that. And I know this is something that you do out of your pocket. And so we want to be able to assist you here on the Greg Shell Show. So I want to do like a pledge-a-thon, telethon, however you want to call it, and we give back to your nonprofit organization, because I know you are a true man of God. DJ Prayer, are you in with this? You in MME?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
I got a question. Okay. For the, God said he made it clean. What about for the people that say that he says Jesus didn't come to change the law?
But to fulfill it.
Right. So, in other words,
man of God,
that he didn't come to change that the pork is not clean.
No, she asking about the, you know, like when they say you can't eat pork and all that stuff. She want to know, you know, in detail through, you know, through what God has given you, how to address that.
Look, well, listen, everything that the Lord made was good and was clean. When Adam sinned, then sin had polluted, all right, because of sin. Everything is sin. So in other words, if we call that pork clean, we are unclean too. Everything is unclean. Everything is unclean, but Jesus came to purify. He came to restore back. That's why he came, is to restore back his original state. Now, the big event is going to happen when he's going to be able to cleanse this whole entire world, when the new world comes in, when this whole entire world is going to burn up and be purified, all right?
Oh, wow.
Because you're going to die one way or the other. If you eat pork or don't eat pork, you can eat steak. Because when you look at it, everything is not too good according to the body, because how they criminalize everything today. But you better be safeguarded. You see, it can't harm the spirit. The Bible said, what goes in your mouth do not defile you, you know, but what comes out of your mouth defiles you. It cannot touch the spirit, but it can affect your physical body. And if pork does not agree with your physical body, don't eat it. Just like dairy does not agree with your body, don't eat it. I don't know how to make you sick.
Okay.
I love
it. And for the second question, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Okay, you say when we die, the spirit goes back to the ground, right?
Yes, our body go back to the ground. Every animal,
okay,
body, everybody's go back to the ground, back to the dust.
Does the spirit go to the ground too? Or just the body?
No, the spirit goes up. Just the body.
Okay.
The spirit goes up.
To be present, I mean, so when you die, as soon as your spirit leaves, you're present with the Lord.
Well, it's in the presence of the Lord, wherever it's in the book, wherever he keeps it, but it's present with the Lord. Listen, remember he said to the thief on the cross, the thief on the cross cried out unto the Lord. He said, Lord, remember me when thou get into thy kingdom. The Lord heard his cry, and he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Okay. So now when it says, I was getting a call from MMA. It went away. When they say the dead in Christ shall rise first, what does that mean? Because if you're absent from the body and present with the Lord, how will you rise first? I'm trying to, you know.
There's category. That's what you need. You need to be restored before you die. In other words, a lot of us walking around like what we call zombies. living dead. That's why Jesus Christ came, so that he could restore. Because one of our problems is that I didn't ask to be born. I didn't ask to come here. But you're living just like a devil. So apparently Christ came, paid the price that you could become the sons of God. You understand that? The sons of God. So you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior so that you can be reborn, born again. Be born again is your choice. Your choice. Now, if you want to go to hell, you can go to hell. But it's your choice. You didn't answer the bell, but it's your choice. It's your choice if you want to go, take him to the Lord or go to hell. All right? And hell is the grave, an automatic grave that like myself, make sacrifice, that ministry. You know, if I had died before 1985, I was going to hell. Because I was a churchgoer. I was a nice, handsome fella. And let me tell you something here. I was a gigolo. But to God be the glory, but when it comes to this place,
you was a gigolo. Gigolo. Me too. I was something like a pimp. And God, you know, God took the pimp station out of me. I was pimping. I'm telling you, the movie Full-Time Pimping I was in, I was really pimping. I was pimping back then. But now, God bless me with a wife, and I'm just grateful that he saved me before I died and go to hell, because I was headed to hell. 18 wheeler hit me head on, and I'm still here to tell my story. So I know what you're talking about. Gigolo, pimps. That's who Jesus usually used, the ones that was headed to hell with gasoline underwear on, and bring them out of the pit if they want to come out.
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. Your soul is your thinker. To have peace of mind. And your soul is your thinker and your emotion, where you feel. And then the next part is your decision. You need to make a decision. Neither you want to keep that pain, because when you got a pain, you go to the doctor. Why do you go to the doctor? You believe. You believe that he can be able to ease that pain. But Jesus is the pain killer. Okay? He's the Savior.
Oh, don't you make me fall out and shout and roll all on the floor. Not like them people be talking about they casting out demons. They just be making a whole bunch of noise because they want to be seen. And you know, a lot of them be acting. They be the guy in the mirror and acting. You know how they going to do what they going to do in church. And I'm wanting to reveal who they are because I didn't see them. And if you want to know, please stop playing with the word of God, because God going to strike you down. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. MME. You there?
MME was just trying to call me.
She's on the line. I see. Well, let me do this. Let me play a song. Let's play Thank You. I wanna play this song for you, man of God. I know you getting ready to go on a telethon, but I wanna let you know, man, how much we appreciate that word and you answering questions, because a lot of people have questions. And what is your email address if someone wanted to send you an email request and stuff like that? Because we are getting ready to we wanna do a telethon.
I'm sorry.
Right.
And preachers can call in and they can preach for 5 minutes or whatever, you know, once they donate to this particular fisherman and man situation. DJ Prayer, what you think about that? I think we can take a Saturday and a Sunday, and we can, you know, raise whatever God, you know, put in our spirit to give to the man of God, and, you know.
I think you should get that cash out one more time and do it slow and spell it out for him.
Go ahead and do that, man of God. Real slow.
Okay, the cash up is $ $DENESHERMAN. Once again, cash up, $ GENE. SHERMAN. Zelle 786. 7, 8, 82, 63. Dial again, 7, 8, 6, 4, 7, 8, 82, 63.
Okay, so
wow.
My
wow.
G is in George, E is in Edward, N is in Nancy, E is in Edward, S, H, E is in Edward, R, M, A, N, as in Nancy, Dean Sherman.
No, M, gotta be M, M, A, N, M, M like in Mary.
Yeah, Sherman.
M, S, H, E, R, M.
A-N.
N is in Nancy?
M like in Mary. M like in Mary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sherman.
A like in... Yeah, Sherman. Yeah, like
Wait, M?
A-N.
Yeah, that's my family name, Sherman.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
That's it. Hi, family.
Yes, that's weird. That is like so weird.
That, right?
Keith Sherman that play for the they used to play for the Eagles. That's my uncle.
Oh wow.
Uh huh.
And my email and my email is G-O-B. G like in George O B Sherman at gmail.com.
So G is in go, O is in Oscar, B as in ball, Sherman. S is in Sam, H is in Harry, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, M as in man, A as in apple, N as in Nancy. At Gmail?
Yeah, gmail.com.
All right. Y'all, I tell you, I am so full this morning, and I want to tell you all to tell people to tune in to the Greg Shell Show each and every Sunday morning for the exclusive ministry of Fishermen of Men, hosted by none other than Prophet Geno Tyus Sherman, who's an evangelist. He's a prophet of the nations. And, of course, he's the man of God. He's a pastor, and he would love for you to partner with them as he minister the word of God to your soul, not in trying to hype you up or trying to get money for you for fame, but to sow seed so that he can go out to various places and, you know, preach the written word of God. I just want to tell him, thank him so much for being on, you know, on our platform each and every Sunday. And any other ministers, if you're out there and you have a word and you're trying to get it to the next page, we would love to have you on our platform. Just give us a call in advance at 832-613-4449. And, of course, you have to go through a pre-screening through the man of God to make sure it ain't about you and pride and all that stuff, but it's an authentic word that's coming from the word of God, because the Bible said that we seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, everything else will be added. So, y'all, we're in our closing, we're in our last minutes of the show. MME, I just want to tell you, thank you for being on this broadcast today. You got any words you want to say to the world?
No, I just want to thank you for having me on here, and thank DJ Prayer for, you know, just calling me this morning. Just the spirit was already been on me. It's really just been on me. We've had conversations about it as well, but everybody just always remember that only God can save you, you know. Just give it to God, you know. You just go down and you pray to God. It don't matter what you pray about. Don't nobody have to know what you pray about, because guess what? Jesus never let us know what he prayed to God about. He just say Jesus wept. That's when the Bible said it can't tell you nothing else but that Jesus wept. He wept however he wanted to Jesus, to his God, and God answered his prayers. So God answers our prayers as soon as we ask. He answered them before we even ask, because he knows what we need before we even ask for it. So I always seek, ask, you know, and knock on that door and watch what God opens up for me. So That's all I have to say. This has been very inspirational, and I appreciate everything.
I would love to have you back on our show tomorrow, MME, if you're available. We'll be coming on we come on 5 days a week from 11 a.m. to 12:30, and on special Sundays, of course, every Sunday you'll be hearing the voice of the man of God, Prophet Geno Tyus Sherman, all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, and by way of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. DJ Pratt, what you thought about what was heard today here on the platform?
There's a lot going on today. I wanted to address something, but I forgot what it was. We passed by. You had asked me about it, but I didn't do cuckoo bird. I just let it slide on by. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't do the cuckoo bird. I'm sorry. The cuckoo bird made me hush.
I didn't do the cuckoo bird. I didn't put the cuckoo bird sound on you this time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just so elated. You know, a lot of people... they wait till people pass away and then they want to tell them about all what's happening with them. But I want to share with everyone that's on the line this morning and that's listening to the sound of the Greg Shell Show that I love you with the word, you know, with the love of God, not in religion, but in a relationship, and that you can be whatever you want to be, and you don't have to be in the army of the world. You can be in the army of the Lord. And the army of the Lord is just an army that allows you to be the best you can be. You can be an eagle. You from the tribe of Judah. You a lion or a lioness, and you can move forward in power and authority. Don't hang around negative people. Don't hang around negative energy. Don't hang around gossipers and complainers. Hang around people who, you know, have the spirit of God and that about God's business and want to do the right thing the right way. And when we do that, God get the glory, and then you'll tell the story, because he said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And for those that's listening out there today, hopefully something that was said inspired you, encouraged you, allowed you to move forward with power and authority. And so we ask you to just move forward in the spirit of God and just know that he's able to keep you from falling through every situation. He can make a dreamer dream come to a reality. When they called Joseph a dreamer, he dreamed, but he sat on the right hand of the king. They made David was just a little sheep herd in the back. But David was the one that had the rock with the Spirit of the Lord on it and knocked down the Goliath. Take your rock up this morning and knock down the Goliaths in your life through the Spirit of God and through the Word of God. You'll know when it's real, because it's going to resonate in your spirit. Even if you're the biggest demon or demonic spirit in the world, we are all mind, body, soul, and a spirit. So what spirit do you want to possess this morning? You know when you're doing evil things, whether you're a cartel from the drug cartel, whatever situation you've been in. God allowed me to sell dope and do all that stuff, but now he got me giving hope to the ones that need hope, because most people that do certain things, they do it because they trying to find attention. And, you know, everybody want to be seen and heard, but be seen and heard in the right way, because to let you know that heaven and hell is real, whether you believe it or not. And the ones that don't believe in hell, probably some of the ones that's going to be going if they don't change their direction in life. I can't point fingers because four point back at me. I just want to encourage you this morning that if he could save a fool like me, a sinner, saved by grace, that had plenty of women, now he has a wife, he can save you if you want to be saved. And I'm just excited that God has given us a platform. We're getting ready for our new TV broadcast. We got new TV shows. If you have a TV show idea or movie, we would definitely want to hear from you, 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 and you. We also have, I'm looking to do a soap opera. We're going to do some soap operas. I know we got the TV series and the pastor studies coming to our new platform, the TGS platform at East Coast, West Coast. But we want to welcome all writers, producers, who have an idea about something that's positive, and as long as it has a great message in it and it can bring hope, that's what we want here. exclusively on our platforms. With that being said, I just want to say God is able to keep you from falling on this beautiful Sunday morning, no matter what you're facing, no matter what giant that comes your way, whether it's a giant of a bill, whether it's you're trying to get restoration in your household with your children acting a fool, or your mama ain't speaking to you, your daddy acting a fool, whoever, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all you can ever ask, think, or say. And I'm just excited today to know that when they lied and talked about me, I had to remember they did it to Jesus. And so when they do everything that's coming against you, just know that you are headed for greatness, and greatness is within. So there's a lion in you, and just know eagles don't hang out with chickens, even though they can. And that's not to belittle nobody. You know, if you're a chicken, you can raise up and become the best you can be if you hang around the right people, all right? And the right people is the Spirit of God living through you. And we want to thank you again for just listening to some encouraging words to inspire you and encourage you. DJ Prada Lloyd is saying for you to, there's something that you need to share with the world real quick in these last 2 minutes of the show.
Well, since he said that everything the Lord made is good, I'm going to go ahead and not pass those ribs up. And I'm going to just...
Oh, yeah, don't pass the ribs up, whether they beef or pork. He said, whatever you do, you can get thanks to it, and it's blessed.
Because I was going to go and be looking at the ribs with the eye cut over there, and then I say, that's pork. Oh, and then I keep going. Then I think about how the barbecue sauce will be so thick on it, and when you bite it, just come off the bone and stuff like that. So now, you know, it's going to be blessed.
Wow. Well, Prophet Gino, Ty, Sherman, and I, last couple of minutes, you got any closing remarks? Make sure you give them that way to give again, please.
Stop.
Pastor, Prophet, you there?
He dropped.
Well, he didn't drop the major nugget. I love how he come on, bro. He don't play. The Spirit of God be using him quickly.
I still didn't understand the Cash App.
Huh?
I still didn't understand the Cash App.
I did.
You
was
did?
You need it?
Yeah, give it to him again, MME.
It's the dollar sign and then Gene Sherman.
Yeah, G-E-N-E Sherman.
G-E-N-E-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. He was confusing everybody, and that's why I said Sherman, my family name. And he said, yeah. Right, you did. But he wasn't trying to hear nothing but, yeah.
Okay. All right. Dollar sign Gene Sherman, G-E-N-E-S-H-E-R-M-A-N, Gene Sherman.
That is correct. That is correct.
Hey,
yes. M-M-E. So make sure you sew into that. I'm sorry. Make sure you sew into it. I don't care if it's a penny, a dollar, $5, $10, $10,000, but just make sure you sew into that. And once again, that Cash App is $GENESHERMAN.
Oh, well, listen, I want to play a song. Looks like we got some more time. I want to play a song, and I want you to tell me what you think about it, MME. This is a track off of my CD that I'm getting ready to launch. It's called Thank You. And I want to hear what you think about it as we get prepared for the launching of my new album and, you know, all the fixings that God has for us in this. Tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
All right. You know, right. I value your opinion. Anybody DJ Prayer introduced me to, I value her opinion. I don't play about her and her husband. So go ahead and play that track if you would, DJ Prayer. Thank you.
Okay. Wait a minute. What happened to that other song?
What other song?
That old school. I don't see it anymore.
It's on there. I see it. Let her hear it. Thank you, and then we'll play old school.
I don't see old school.
Okay. I'm listening. Music is in my soul, man. Don't feel like you throwing anything on me. I'm going to tell you the truth. I told you. The first 15 seconds don't catch my attention. I'm going to let you know where, you know, I'm not going to lie to you about your music.
There it is, DJ Pratt. Let's play the old school then. You want me to go ahead and play it?
Yeah, what's the name of it? It's not showing up on my end.
Jesus will. Let's do it.
What's it called?
Somebody know God's good. If you're not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
MLB, what you thought about that?
Amen. Look, do you know how talented that is? Like, that is talented. That is genius. Like, I love it. Like, that, I felt that in my soul.
That's get out of here. You making your brother feel good on a Sunday morning.
I'm telling you, that's that soul music they went away with. You know, they don't want to. We got to bring that back. That kind of music right there, that's the kind of spirit we need to be in on a Sunday morning.
Really. DJ Pratt, you had me going, boy. When I was out there, they had Kirk Capone Productions had me to do a track in the church, and then, you know, when you first coming out with something new, you don't know how people are going to react to it. Man, look at here. Them people were moving and rocking from side to side.
Huh.
And she knew it. She threw me out there. She threw me out in the water. I began to swim.
I know that's right. You better learn how to backstroke or something or float on your back. So you're going to get there. He will take you there. He'll take you there.
You like that track right there? So watch this, right? I want to do something else. I want you to tell me what you think about this. And this is going to be, this is my love song to Jesus. And you're hearing it first right here on the Grace Shell Show. Here you go.
God, you've been so good to me. Even when my enemy was all around, kept your loving hands of protection upon me. Now, I know I do wrong in this life, but by your grace, I'm here. And you know what?
I just want to you
Wow. That was awesome. That was totally awesome. I love how you use your talent for Jesus. Yes. I love that. I can't hear you if you're talking.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Now I'm
so sorry. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that track. I wrote that track in like 15 minutes.
Wow, because, you know, that's from the heart. That's from the heart. You sang to the Lord. You know, that's that R&B Lord. So that we got to hear that. Now, we got to
you
come
are funny. You are funny.
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad to, you know, it's just an honor to be able to, you know, because I used to be out there with the Keith Sweats and, the,
you
know,
you
with.
Know okay. All right now.
Well, it's an honor to have you on our show. You add an added sauce to the broadcast. DJ Pray, I want to thank you for having such an amazing talent here on the platform with us on this beautiful Sunday.
Awesome.
Thank you.
When you wake up in the morning, you have friends that answer the phone. Hey, girl, how you doing? I'm going to call you. What's going on?
That is just amazing. DJ Pray is so talented. I'm just, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just so glad that God used a negative situation to bring us together. And we've been together now about 3.5 years.
Hallelujah, because let me tell you, God used a negative situation to bring her and I together as well, because I was on another blog talk radio and the man got mad because I promoted his blog radio into my radio and say, hey, you know, make sure y'all check out. And he got offended like I was just beneath him, and he got to talking so much noise, and I got to talking noise back, and Kirby was like, hey, oh. Boy, I don't know who you are, but, you know, and I was like, man, forget that, man, he ain't gonna disrespect me, man, I'm running my business entertainment radio show, I got my own radio show, I was trying to promote his stuff on my page, and he was like, how dare you put your radio show, my radio show on another radio show. Wait, I
like your show. Wow. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They think you're trying to compete, but you're trying to help them, and they're trying to belittle you.
Wait a minute.
Is it who I think it is?
You know, I don't be bashing them boys. I don't bash nobody in the industry. I just let them be them, baby.
Yeah, I'm just saying, is it who I think it is?
Well, uh-huh.
Great.
Ooh.
You already
indeed.
Know, man. Hey, MME. I had to go off on him on the radio.
Don't make me show my real colors on this show now.
I had to say what I said, and I'll say it again, and I mean what I say.
Well, I know you don't play, because you went off. She went off. Some dude jumped on the radio without being authorized. I hadn't heard from him, and boy, DJ Prep told him to shreds.
Ooh.
And I conquered, and I was behind him to say he did it to me, too.
Oh yeah, we helped each other. It be people trying to get her to manage them and stuff, little squares, and I be having to let her know what the real is. Like, dog, you know I ain't no hater, but nah, that ain't it. This ain't that.
Oh, You know, iron has to sharpen iron, and we have to love each other and be accountable. Accountability is everything with me, and, you know, your words going to speak for itself. And everybody has their own lane, you know what I mean? I don't know why people be trying to swell up in somebody else's lane. If somebody, you know, is good at what they do, let them do it, and you just do what you do.
Look, ain't none of them doing nothing that I do, so I don't. They should know I don't compete with them. They really should know I don't compete with them.
Oh, that is so amazing, and there ain't no amazing Spider-Man. That's the amazing MME.
Hey, look up MJTrainingCenter.com, and you'll see MME on the website, apprenticeship program for film and production. Yes, indeed. And if you want to sign up, you can go ahead and sign up on the website. So, hey, let me know, like I said once again, MJTrainingCenter.com.
Put your business out there again. How can they get in contact with you? Go ahead. You got the floor.
You know what? We're looking for videographers, and we're looking for people to film. Matter of fact, I got a booking right now for, I think it's $40 an hour, maybe $45, for the 15th of November. I need a videographer.
I'm for
that. See that?
The gay guy.
Is it today? look, see what you don't know, like, look, I quit my job, forget it, I'm finna do my music, I'm finna do my business, just 100% all the way. I feel like this job, this little job I got is not building my business, it brought me where it needs to bring me for now, so now it's time for me to do me.
I worked
at a mansion last night serving some rich people that was doing a non-profit event for children. And I got that through DJ Prayer.
Yeah. Okay, God.
Instead of sitting in front of a desk and getting an income tax W-9 from somebody else, that's going towards MME business in the fourth quarter. I'm trying to get some quarters out this fourth quarter.
I love it because guess what? 2024, we're going to bring our forces together, and this is going to be way better than the X-Men.
This is going to be the
real superheroes, the ones that can leap over a whole building by the Spirit of God, the one that can is more than a conqueror, like Jesus.
That's right. You say you dropped the album. Well, my artist just dropped an EP, and it's called Close Your Eyes, and he's sitting there in meditation stance, and the single is Close Your Eyes.
Well, you got to send it to us so we can play it tomorrow. And only thing we request, if you would, just sow a seed to, you know, what we're doing as we give artists a platform to be seen and heard where they don't have to compromise. You know what I mean?
Only thing I ask you to remember is that I am still a radio DJ. I just ain't done it in a while, okay? Don't get it.
Well, you can actually get on our platform as well and have your own radio broadcast through our platform as well.
Cause look here, it take money to make money. I invest in myself. I know how it is, and if I have that platform opportunity, it will be more than just sowing a seed. We will succeed. Yes.
I love it. Well, we welcome you with open arms because, like I said, whatever DJ Prayer brings to the table, I honor it, and we just, because the Bible say one planteth, one watereth, and he gives the increase. Actually, I didn't know we was on today 2 hours, so we'll do 2 hours on Sunday, and we're just excited that God has opened major doors for individuals to have a platform to be seen and heard. We offering what you call a $25 pitch day where you can pitch your business, your brand. You can pitch your wedding anniversary, your whatever, for $25. You have 3 minutes to talk about what you got going on for that particular day. We also offering you a 5-day, 4-night stay. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. We offer you a 5-day, 4-night stay here in Orlando, Daytona, Miami, where it'll accommodate up to 8 guests for the low price of $700, and we're also going to give you 10 radio spots here on our radio broadcast. First class, five-star resort. And the only thing we ask you to do is preview the resort. So we're excited. God has opened some major doors. We got access to private jets. If you want to fly and you don't want to ride commercial, we got private jets. I got to get out there to Houston and to Texas and pick up them yachts so we can get them ready so you can ride and fly, you know, ride with them on exclusive excursions. Because, you know,
I'm looking at this calendar.
Listen at you. There it is. Y'all, we got less than seven minutes left in the show. MME, if you could give some words of encouragement to someone that's trying to make it in the entertainment industry, whether it's country, western, whatever type of music, genre of music, what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to our audience today?
Well, just keep doing what you're doing. And social media is good, but it's good for people to see you out there in visuals. That's why I'm in film production. I believe in that. I believe in the views. You know, the views are very important. People have to see you doing something. I mean, even the big-time people, the big-time rappers and artists and singers and country singers, they show video of themselves doing something.
Correct.
So people want to see you. So show yourself, you know, let people see your talent, you know, and believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anyone else to believe in you? You know, brag on yourself.
Real good. Well, I'm about to come out. I've been on ice, like I said, for 11 years, me and Curry Capone Productions. I just want to put it out there. Curry Capone Productions is one of the hardest, hottest new film producers that have been sought after, and I'm so glad that we were able to connect. They even got Hollywood scratching their heads where it takes them 6 months to a year, 2 years to do a production. She was able to accomplish certain things in 3 days. So we're just excited. I'm telling you, I'm talking about amazing. I've never seen nobody run out, you know, without a roller, just all up on the, you know, with the camera all up on your dress. If you got a dress on, she get it. You know, if you got something you're hiding up on there, she find it.
This is the second time I had to tell you that.
What?
I don't do no under no dress stuff.
Oh, well, I'm just saying that where you can get, where you slide through that floor with them boots on, dragging one leg. And that watch you got, y'all. I'm telling you, Clint Eastwood ain't got nothing on that wall. I was nervous when she walked up, and then she grabbed that washing machine and threw it up there. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, but she grabbed on that washing machine and threw it up there. And I know it takes two people to hold it. She took it and slung it up there. I said, well, what's she going to do, a little man like me? Just think, man, oh, Lord. I did when she walked. She stand back in her leg. And, boy, I'm telling you, like, she got two guns on her side. I'm telling you. You don't want no parts of that. I just tell anybody, if you think you want to do something, please don't grab up. If you can grab something.
Ain't them pants be so tight and little old being a franchise? She has just, them boots be just rocking. I'd be like, man, where you get them boots from, though, man?
I'm telling you, them little legs be bent in, and I'm telling you, boy, you walk up on that, you done hurt, you done ran into a situation.
Man.
And she had me out there riding the horse, and I'm throwing my fingers up. They thinking I'm half on the horse. I'm trying to get up off of the animal. I'm a silly boy. I grew up in the country, but I don't want none of that.
Oh, man.
I don't want no horse action. I like to see them ride the horse. And she had to bring something to my attention, talking about, did you ever see me on the horse? I say, no. She put me on the horse that she wouldn't even on. So I'm telling you, and then the horse I was riding, and she's like, get on the bareback. And, you know, and I ain't want to feel like, no, you know, like I'm less than a man. So, and, you know, I'm recording. You got to show yourself. And I get up there on that horse, and like a row of knives going to my butt. I go, oh, Lord. And I jumped off the horse, and they thought I fell off the horse.
I can't get on the horse once.
the same horse you got on. I got on her once, and I did ride her.
That ain't my cup of tea. I'm sorry. I'm like this. I like to look at the animals in the zoo cage. I don't want to be in there with them.
Yeah, I don't know how to get a horse run.
Huh?
Man, Clover had us chasing chasing horses and bulls and chickens.
No!
Man, jumping over fences like we was 25 years old. We running and jumping over fences. She, come on, your time.
And show how she do. So you in that new TV show that they got coming on, the Amateur Cowgirls competition.
Yeah, I'm in that mud, boy. Don't I look like a cowgirl? Don't I? Man, I really want to win that $10,000 for MME, you heard me? Boy, when I said that, everybody got crunked. They whole attitude changed. Everybody was like, you heard me? I want to win that $10,000. I was like, okay, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Shoot, do you want to win it or not?
Oh.
The last one where... They don't know if you won the $10,000 or who's going to win the $10,000 because we're on the last shoot.
Oh, that's going to be amazing for our new platform. I'm excited about that. And then the Western Wednesdays, that's going to be coming.
I'm not stepping in no more horse shit, no more.
Oh.
I'm not. She had us shoveling it. And man, I had to just close my eyes and turn and get to the back of my melanin. You know, I had to go into that part of my brain because I was sitting there shoveling horse manure. And I thought I was Kirk. And I was sitting up there with my CEO chain.
Oh, that's going to be a bad show there. You shoveling horse poop and jumping over fences. I can't wait to see that. Y'all, we got 1 minute left in the show. I want to thank all our listeners that tuned in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. MME, you got any closing remarks?
I just want to say thank you so much, Greg, for having me on. Thank you, DJ Prez. You know, we stay in prayer, but thank you for having me and bringing me on. And shout out to Lil Kano, you know, new EP, you know what I'm saying, Close Your Eyes. Shout out to Kim, Miss Porter. Shout out to MJ Training Center, Money Minded, Records and Entertainment CEO, Yvette CEO on Facebook, and Soul_Money Minded, that's with two Y's, on Instagram. Thank you.
Real good. Hopefully you can come hang out with her tomorrow on tomorrow's episode, God's willing, on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Pratt, you got any closing remarks?
Keep on praising God.
Hey, y'all, I want to thank you for tuning in this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We love you, and peace be with you always. God bless.
Amen.